Working from home raises another issue. Why retire? Let's just find a vacation home, retire later. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 21st day of September. Thanks for being with us. Climate change and Amazon is in the news today. COVID-19, renters, and landlords. Hey, what's driving the increased wealth among some Americans? We'll tell you. The Boeing 737 is back in the news. We've got the Wall Street Report, a look at the Emmys, and for the interview. It was just a few months ago, Kim Grath and Ann Scott of Taro International were serving up lunch. Today, they are Zoom meeting producers. It's a great story, but first the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and you know, you can follow us all day long, even into the night, on Twitter, at IOB_NewsHour. Well, thanks to the coronavirus pandemic, many Americans are working remotely, and maybe for some time to come. Several companies have added the option for employees to work from home for the rest of their career, including Twitter, who has said its employees can keep working from home forever. Wow. That being said, people who are thinking of retiring in the next 10 years or so are taking the opportunity to relocate now and work remotely. How do we know? Well, there's been an uptick in traditional retirement location real estate sales. Lawrence Yun is the chief economist for the National Association of Realtors, and he says, quote, "The pandemic was unexpected. Working from home was unexpected. But nonetheless, many companies realize that workers can be just as productive working from home, and that can boost searches for vacation properties well ahead of any planned retirement." End quote. So what do you think the focus on Amazon.com is today? Fast delivery? Easy access? Low prices? How about combating climate change? There's a factory in Illinois that's quickly filling up with everything from batteries to steel. Why? Because sometime next year, the plant's workers will complete the first all-electric Amazon van. And in 10 years, if all goes according to plan, van number 100,000 will roll off the line, completing the biggest electric vehicle purchase in history. By 2030, Amazon will have all these zero-emission vehicles on the road, and the company estimates it will eliminate an estimated 4 million metric tons of CO2 now being belched out each year by gasoline-powered vans and trucks. Now, that would, for sure, wipe out just a small portion of the company's contribution to the emissions that are warming the planet. But for the largest online retailer, the savings represent roughly 8% of its carbon footprint. Now, how Amazon hopes to tackle the other 92%, as well as any other emissions the fast-growing company tacks on in the coming years, is kind of an open question. But make no mistake, that is becoming a top-of-mind issue, and watch as others will follow suit. In a story out today from CNBC, we learned that residential landlords who make less than $50,000 a year get a bigger share of their annual income from rent than bigger, more established landlords. All of this according to the Hamilton Project. What this means is that a tenant's ability to pay rent has an outsized impact on such landlords, who are also more likely than higher earners to have lost a job or employment income during the recession. Now, who are we talking about? Well, the folks that own maybe a couple of buildings or several duplexes, their income is more than likely 100% dependent on their tenants. And if their tenants stop paying the rent, well, there goes the business. How big of a problem is it? Roughly a third of individual landlords who own residential property are from low to moderate income households, those with incomes of less than $90,000 a year, according to researchers at the Hamilton Project, an economic policy arm of the Brookings Institution. More than 8 million Americans hadn't paid last month's rent. That's according to the Census Bureau survey that was conducted at the end of August. About 77% reported loss of employment income in their household. So, along with folks that are out of work or have reduced hours of work, we now see yet another group of Americans impacted, and those are small-scale landlords. The good news is the wealth of Americans has been on the rebound. The bad news is that not all Americans are seeing that happen. Why? Well, the gains flowed mainly to the most affluent households, even as tens of millions of people endured job losses and shrunken incomes. Today, the Federal Reserve said that American households' net worth jumped by nearly 7% in the April through June quarter to, get this, $119 trillion. The full recovery of wealth, even while the economy has recovered only about half of the jobs lost to the pandemic, underscores what many economists see as America's widening economic inequality. Approximately 29 million people are still collecting unemployment benefits. Data compiled by Opportunity Insights, that's a research group, show that the highest paying one-third of jobs have almost fully recovered from the recession, while the lowest paying one-third of jobs remain 16% below pre-pandemic levels. You heard that correctly. Those are the folks who are being paid and earning 16% less today than they did, say, back in February. The wealth data highlights the inequalities in the recovery, the sense that high-income workers not only have jobs that, for the most part, have come back, they also have savings that have continued to grow. Not so for many Americans. In a bit of news that indicates the Boeing 737 might resume flights today, we learned that American Airlines will start training its pilots on the still-grounded 737 MAX this November. All that according to an internal memo that was circulated today. Contacted for a response, an American Airlines spokesman said that the company hasn't made any definite plans on the MAX and that the pilot training date can be adjusted based on regulators' work. When we looked at the Dow futures before sunup this morning, we knew it was going to be a rough day on Wall Street. So what's up? Well, not the markets, that's for sure. The stock market was already technically vulnerable to further selling when new concerns about the coronavirus and Washington infighting triggered a fresh sell-off today. The selling was hardest in cyclically sensitive stocks like airlines and materials. What does that mean? Well, rather than a traditional September slump that is centered on tech and growth stocks, we've recently seen that the sell-off is being led by the names that had been gaining on expectations for an economic recovery. Investors are shook up over rising COVID-19 cases worldwide, the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and a lack of leadership on any stimulus program in Washington, not to mention the national election is headed our way in just a few weeks. At the bell today, the Dow cut its losses from being down by over 800 points to -509 to end the day at 27,147. The Nasdaq also clawed back from losses that exceeded 150 points to -14 points at 10,778. And the S&P 500 lost 38 points to settle at 3,281. And finally, there is this. The Emmys were on last night. Me? I was watching football, and the Seattle Seahawks' 35-30 win over the New England Patriots. Hey, that's me, right? But there was that Emmy show, and with 30 wins in total, HBO picked up more awards than any other network or streaming platform during this year's virtual event. Going in, Netflix had received more Emmy nominations than any other network, with 160 nominations to HBO's 107, marking the second time that Netflix had beaten HBO in nods, at least for nominations. The two have been waging hard-fought battles and are these days competing even more directly, according to the New York Times, since the launch of HBO Max back in May. Some of the night's big winners, remember I didn't see this, but I'm taking it from the news release, I got to be honest with you. Comic book adaptation Watchmen took out four of the seven categories, including series, writing, and direction. Schitt's Creek had an historic cleanup of the comedy categories, scooping all seven awards. Succession dominated the drama awards, picking up Best Writing, Directing, Best Actor for Jeremy Strong, and Best Series. So there you have it. Yeah, I watched Bill Belichick lose last night. And you know what was really odd about that? Just a quick aside, he was not wearing a raggedy sweatshirt. Something was wrong. Something, right? All right, click ahead, because we've got a great story for you. It's about change. You know, it wasn't that long ago that Kim Grath and Ann Scott were serving up lunch, making flight arrangements, and getting training materials ready for the clients and staff of Tarot International. Now, with no in-person classes or travel going on, they have become Zoom meeting producers. It's a great story of change and positive mentoring. And you can hear that just a click away.